Remarks of the President at arrival ceremonies for Dr. Victor Paz Estenssoro, President of Bolivia, from the South Lawn of the White House, October 22, 1963.
Mr. President, I'm very proud to welcome you to the United States. As you know, the United States government, this administration, in fact, our whole people, are particularly concerned with our relations to the countries to the south of us. Nature has placed us in one great hemisphere, and it is my strong hope that working together, the countries of Latin America, the United States, Canada, working together, we can make this hemisphere a fruitful and peaceful place in which people can live and develop their lives and their talents. I'm particularly glad to have you here, Mr. President, because your efforts in your own country, long antedated the common effort which we are attempting to make in the Alliance for Progress through the agreement and charter of Punta del Este. Your revolutionary efforts to improve the life of your people, to make nature their ally and not their enemy, to use the resources of your country, the material resources, and to make it possible for the people of your country to have a better chance in life. You've been engaged in this effort for more than 10 years, and we're delighted to have you here. What you're attempting to do in your own country is what I would hope all of us in all of our countries in this hemisphere would try to do for our people, and to make this, in this decade, a light, this hemisphere, which can shine with a good deal of pride and a good deal of warmth throughout the entire globe. So we're glad to have you, Mr. President, for the effort you're making in your own country, because your own country is of importance. It bears a great name in the history of this hemisphere, Bolivia. You yourself, as a distinguished scholar, as well as political leader, have looked strongly to the future. And we wish to associate the United States with this great common enterprise. So we're very proud to have you here, Mr. President.